Welcome to your weekly installment of Tech Law 10. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco, and I'm joined by my partner, Jonathan Armstrong, in the UK. And we're bringing you the news when it comes to the intersection of information technology and the law. So this week, I know, Jonathan, you've been thinking about Twitter, and apparently there's been a recent case over there, and you might want to tell us about it.
Yes, I'm happy to. It's an Advertising Standards Authority adjudication, so they're the regulatory body, if you like, for advertising, and they fairly recently adopted powers to police the internet and social media in addition, and this is probably one of the first Twitter adjudications that they've made. Interestingly, I think only two complainants, and that might be because I think the whole campaign was relatively inoffensive. So what happened? The adjudication is against Mars, the well-known producer of sweets, and in this case, Snickers. And it was about a campaign that ran in January on Twitter. They recruited two well-known celebrities in the UK, Rio Ferdinand, who's the former England football captain, and I mean football in its purest form, not your form, Eric, and Katie Price, who for American audiences, if you were to think Paris Hilton but twice the size, you'd sort of get who Katie Price is. For people listening in from England, I think they'll also get the figurative illusion as well. Now, it's fair to say that Rio Ferdinand is known for being a bit macho, and the tweets that he made started with one that says, "Really getting into the knitting helps me relax after high-pressure world of the Premiership." His second tweet said, "Can't wait to get home from training and finish that cardigan." The third tweet said, "Just popping out to get more wool." The fourth said, "Cardi finished," that's a cardigan, a woolen outer garment for those of you in America, "now the four matching mittens." And then the fifth tweet said, "You're not hungry, at Snickers UK, hashtag hungry, hashtag spawn." Katie Price, it's fair to say, I think unkindly, isn't known as what we call over here Brain of Britain. She isn't the sharpest tool in the box by reputation. And her tweet started, "Great news about China's latest GDP figures." Her second was, "Chinese leaders are now likely to loosen monetary policy to stimulate growth. Yay." Her third was, "OMG, Eurozone debt problems can only properly be solved by true fiscal union." Her fourth was, "Large-scale quantitative easing in 2012 could distort liquidity of government bond market, just saying." And then again, the fifth was remarkably similar to Rio's, "You're not you when you're hungry at Snickers UK, hashtag hungry, hashtag spawn." And the complainants were effectively saying that whilst the reveal tweet at the end, the last one, used hashtag spawn to indicate that it was a sponsored message campaign, then the earlier four hadn't and might have duped people into thinking that in this case Rio Ferdinand liked knitting or that Katie Price was a big fan of macroeconomics. But I think the ASA's view, perhaps pretty sensibly, was, and who cares? Rio Ferdinand obviously wasn't promoting knitting, and Katie Price wasn't promoting macroeconomics. It was only when you saw the reveal and you saw that it was a Snickers campaign that they became ads. The tweets were sent in pretty rapid succession, 5 tweets in 1 hour. So anybody following the whole campaign would have seen that pattern of messaging. And the fact that they used the at Snickers UK account designation and the word spawn were enough to disclose the fact that the tweets were sponsored by Snickers and were part of a campaign. So I think the adjudication tells us a couple of things, really. I mean, we have to say, of course, that it's open to other regulators to take action independent of the ASA. And the Office of Fair Trading in the UK, our equivalent of the FTC, have said that they are interested in Twitter-type campaigns, although there's no evidence to suggest that they are going to intervene and reverse the ASA's refusal to act. But it seems that there's a couple of clear messages here for businesses to me. First of all, as we've said before, Eric, Twitter is regulated, and you can't push product on Twitter without the proper recognition. But I think the good news is that the ASA have realized that 180 characters are unforgiving, and hashtag spawn might just be enough to avoid any comeback. And I wondered if you thought the position might be radically different over the pond, or whether you think the regulator here has got it about right, Eric.
I think you've summarized it properly, and given that we're pretty much at our 10, I don't have a whole lot more to add. It certainly is an interesting issue. I only have a couple personal notes to that, and that is my wife is a dyed-in-the-wool, pardon the pun, knitter, so that piques my interest. And do you still have Yorkie bars? Because when I was studying at the University of London back in the day in 1978, when I would walk from the university back to the hall where I was living, it was about a two-mile walk, I'd always buy a Yorkie bar and eat that on the way. So throwing another chip.
Yes, absolutely, we do. They're from fairly near when I where I grew up, and I used to work for their, one of their main rivals. So you're absolutely right. All through school, I ate Yorkie bars, but Yorkie bars versus the subsidized Lager bar when I worked in a factory as a student, that eventually cured my Yorkie addiction.
It's very good. Well, anyway, thank you for carrying the water in this particular podcast, Jonathan. It's a very interesting topic. We'll have more to come in the weeks that follow. Please continue to join us. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco. We're with Duane Morris. My email is ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. And as we've told you before, you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Jonathan, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm JP Armstrong at duanemorris.com. We'll post a copy of the full ASA adjudication on the LinkedIn site for anyone who wants to see it or email us for a copy. Always happy to receive your topics, and all that remains is to thank you ever so much for listening, and we'll speak to you in a week.
Ever so much. Thank you.